My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our friend David Lombardi, who joins us right now on the River Islands guest line. And I almost said David Lombardi with The Athletic, but I better not say that.
No.
That's not the deal. Congratulations, man, on joining the San Francisco Standard.
Yeah, you still would have been correct with The Athletic. Today, I'm still with The Athletic. Tomorrow is when it starts for the Standard. So you got me right at the switch.
Okay, let's say David Lombardi with the Stathletic. How about that? Let's just combine the two for the afternoon. But let's dive into what matters to everybody. Let's talk George Kittle. Is he in danger of missing this game?
Yeah, he missed practice today. So if you don't practice on Thursday, you're in danger of missing the game. They're just going to see how it goes tomorrow. And if it doesn't go well enough, then he won't play on Sunday. But I think he'll be listed as questionable, so we probably won't find out until very late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Don't think they're going to push this all the way up until the game, though, but that's just where it's at right now.
So what do they do if he doesn't play? We know that Eric Saubert will be in there, but is there another tight end that they can plug in? Obviously, you can't replace what George Kittle means to this offense, but who would be the next man up at tight end?
Well, Jake Tonjes has really impressed them over the course of the last year. He was on the practice squad last season, actually went to Cal, and he's reworked his body while he's worked behind the scenes in the 49ers system. And he really earned the tight end re-roll this year because of the versatility that he showed in training camp. You know, they can only carry one fullback on the 53-man roster, so the backup to Kyle Juszczyk has to be a tight end, and Kyle Juszczyk is tasked with making some really, really difficult blocks for the 49ers, and Jake Tonjes was the best candidate for that backup fullback spot, so he earned a spot as a tight end, and I think it's a testament to all the work that he's put in physically for the 49ers. They also have Braden Willis, who's on the practice squad. He was on the 53 last year, saw some significant playing time, so they'll probably call him up if they need to do that. But I think that the new name that people should pay attention to is Jake Tonjes.
David, let's dive into this, though, and you know, kind of get your opinion on what we may be looking. Let's do the hypothetical. We know there's no Christian. We know there's no Debo. What if there's no George? In your opinion, what kind of a 49er offense will we see in terms of effectiveness?
Well, so much of that is dependent on how well Brock Purdy and his protection fall in sync, and then obviously how well Kyle Shanahan calls this game and how well receivers separate. It's theoretically, you know, when you are missing a couple pieces, you're obviously going to lose some explosiveness, but you would still like to think that you could scheme guys open and that you can find ways to keep the line moving to some extent. That's what the 49ers are going to try to do. We have to remember that the Rams on the other side are also not at their healthiest right now. They're losing a lot of defensive backs, and on the offensive side, it's really ugly for the Rams along the offensive line. But my main point is that's the NFL. It's, you're rarely, once in a blue moon, going to have a game where every single starter is healthy. And the 49ers are a team coming off of 60 games over the past three seasons. We knew they weren't going to be fully healthy this year. We knew they were going to have to dig into their depth. That's why we made such a big deal about the draft and about the offseason, saying they need to build quality depth at a controlled basis to fit in with a roster that is a little older, but has a lot of star players. But I think it was very clear that after running three straight marathons, the fourth marathon this season for the 49ers was going to be one that was going to be tough to endure, and that depth would be required to endure it. And that is the challenge that the 49ers have in front of them now. We don't know exactly who's going to play. To be honest, it shouldn't matter all too much for a Super Bowl caliber team that can run this marathon. One week, there will be one star missing. Other week, there will probably be another star missing. You've got to be able to keep the ship afloat throughout all of it, and a big test in that regard should be coming on Sunday for the 49ers.
It should be a big test, although the Rams have given up the second most points in football, second only to the Carolina Panthers. And you mentioned the depth and the younger players, and I wonder what you make of Dominic Pooney after a couple of games where it looked like week one he was dominant, and then last week had a little bit more of a struggle.
Well, I think that the 49ers played their first road game last week, so it was the first time that Dominic Pooney and all those linemen working together had to deal with the noise issue on the road. Minnesota is a really tough place to play. Minnesota also, just in general, this was a much more elaborate defense, I think, than what the Jets were. Just so good coverage-wise. We know that Robert Saleh blitzes at some of the lowest rates in the league. Not saying it's a bad defense. I think that the Jets actually bring a great defense to the table. But Brian Flores is bringing a whole lot more smoke and mirrors in your direction. Minnesota was that way in 2023, and then they're definitely that way in 2024. So for a rookie offensive lineman in his first road game, that probably was as difficult as the cerebral test gets in the NFL with all the disguises and the aggressive blitzes that the Vikings were running up front. And, you know, just as a whole, I think in the NFL right now, you're not seeing nearly as much training in the preseason and in training camp. You see offense around the league is very, very down through 2 weeks. I think that's a big part of the reason why. And then the parts of offenses that are struggling the most are offensive lines, because in general, I think over the last 15 years, there's been a proliferation of extremely athletic defensive linemen at, you know, great degrees of depth across these teams, not just the starters. And that's outpaced how offensive lines have grown. So Dominic Pooney was kind of, you know, right at ground zero there of probably the toughest position to play here in week two. And I think it's only going to be uphill for him in a good way moving forward.
David Lombardi, The Athletic, and soon to be the San Francisco Standard, with us here on Willard and Dibbs. 95.7 The Game, talking 49ers, and the latest news that both George Kittle and Charvarius Ward missed practice today. Add that in to all of the other injury news. I did see this, and obviously, David, you know, there have been and will continue to be a lot of eyes on Brandon Ayuk. But for a lot of us, we just look at the stats and we go, hey, that's not that great. Kyle Shanahan was quoted this week as saying, well, if you look at the way he ran his routes and the way he blocked, he actually had a hell of a game. Would you help our listeners take a deep dive on how Brandon is actually playing so far this year?
Well, first, Kyle Shanahan, he's the CEO of sorts of the team, and he's got to make sure that his players stay motivated, and he knows each player better than we do. So I think that what he says about each guy, especially given the context of some of the criticism that we're hearing in the media for somebody like Brandon Ayuk. So I think what Kyle Shanahan says is important, because it's always going to be geared toward getting that player in the best headspace possible. Because this, especially in the age of social media, everything comes back, and the player is going to be able to probably hear every single word that that his coach says. That being said, it's a production game at the end of the day. And Brandon Ayuk is not being paid to run good routes, or just to run good routes and just to do stuff right behind the scenes. He's being paid to put up numbers for the 49ers. He put up numbers last year. He led the NFL in yards per completion. They obviously were, to at least some degree, disjointed in the game on Sunday offensively, where they were putting up some yards, but they weren't putting up the points. And that all came under the backdrop of missing Christian McCaffrey. And when you look at the efficiency numbers for the offense, Brandon Ayuk was a shadow of his efficiency from last season. So that's just the truth of the matter. It doesn't matter if he was getting open a ton. They lost the football game. And I think everybody in the 49ers building knows that Brandon Ayuk is going to need to deliver more from a statistical standpoint, especially if Deebo Samuel and maybe even George Kittle is now out moving forward. Ayuk was under probably a little bit more of a visible spotlight in week one because it seemed that he was targeted in higher profile situations and he didn't hold on to the nicest pass of the evening from Brock Purdy into the back corner of the end zone. And I think Ayuk himself has told us that he's not feeling himself yet, right? He was at 100% obviously last year. The efficiency was off the charts. He said that week one experience was almost like an out-of-body experience. He had never felt that way in a game, and he didn't like it. And then after the Minnesota game, he said he was about 80 to 85%. So I don't think there's any argument here from Brandon Ayuk that he's not at 100%. And I don't think that there's any argument from anybody in the 49ers building that they will need Brandon Ayuk at 100% as this season progresses. That's why they did pay him as much money as they did.
And hopefully that 100% gets closer to being achieved this Sunday against the Rams with likely three or two at least, and maybe three other skill guys out. I want to ask you about Talanoa Hufanga and what you thought he looked like at practice as he gets back to full participation coming off his devastating injury last year.
He's such a great communicator. I think that immediately can help the 49ers on the back end, where that's the biggest problem with this team right now is the third down defense. It's the worst in the league through two games. It's been a problem visibly against both the Jets and the Vikings. They gave up 7 of 12 third downs, including 6 third and longs against Minnesota. And so much of that was just, you could tell they weren't in sync on the back end. The rush and the coverage weren't tied together. And it just so happens that Talanoa Hufanga is one of the more vocal communicators on the team. He's playing a position safety that does ensure that everything is in line there on the back end, since he's got the whole defense in his sight in front of him. And he's already registered a pick six of Matthew Stafford in his career. So it's a good guy to get back this week. He's been working at practice for a while now, first couple weeks on the scout team. So he got some looks against George Kittle, and obviously Brock Purdy was the quarterback working against Talanoa Hufanga. That gave the 49ers confidence that he was ready to take on actual first team duties. So he's been fully inserted into practice this week, and we should see him on the field Sunday alongside Jair Brown. Those two have rarely worked together because, remember, Jair didn't take over as the 49ers starting safety last year until after Talanoa got hurt. So I talked to Jair about it today. He said in the preseason against the Broncos last year, when Jair was a rookie, he had 5 snaps with Talanoa, I guess at the start of that game. So they'll have to get on the same page, but I think they've done so much work together in the film room and in the meeting room that this is something that's going to boost the 49ers.
David, couple quick things on Nick Bosa. First of all, he's limited today. So A, is there any concern? B, how do you feel so far about what they've put around him? They've reworked this defensive line to be more effective. What are your returns so far?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, again, they've played 60 games over the past 3 years. This is the NFL. Guys are going to pop up on the injury report. Guys are going to be limited to practice. I'm telling you, if fans start stressing out about every single one of these reports, they're not going to make it through to the end of this. So it's going to be important to have an even keel about the injury report. And, you know, I've already seen it on social media. Every single little detail is the end of the world. And quite frankly, it's not. There's a reason why the 49ers needed to insulate the depth, and it's because stuff like this is going to become commonplace. It just is a reality of a marathon sport where guys are playing a lot of games. So I don't think there's major concern about Nick Bosa right now. As far as insulating the rest of the line, well, look at who they brought in on the other side. Leonard Floyd has not missed a single game in 110 games. He is one of the great Ironmen that's currently active in the NFL. There's a reason why the 49ers targeted that. Like, that wasn't an accident. They knew that they were going to need to bring in players who were especially durable because of the wear and tear on the roster as a whole. So I think that Floyd is somebody who should be able to give the 49ers a lot of quality snaps over the course of this season. He used to play against them frequently when he was with the Rams, so he gets to face his former team this weekend. They also brought in Yetur Gross-Matos, who last week had a nice pressure. I think it turned into an intentional grounding penalty, actually, against Sam Darnold. So that was a good debut for Yetur Gross-Matos. And they also have brought in new interior defensive linemen with Jordan Elliott on the inside for the 49ers, coming from the Browns. He's a guy that they're looking at as a run stopper. Was a good run stopper for Cleveland last year. And I'll tell you what, the run stopping is going to need to be a whole lot better than it was against Minnesota. I thought they did well against the Jets. I don't think they were great against the Vikings. So we'll see if Malik Collins and Jordan Elliott and that entire defensive line, just like the O-line and just like the offense, it all works together as a unit. They're going to have to be on the same page, because I think the Rams' only chance in this game is if they run the football a little bit with Kyren Williams. Their offensive line is so beleaguered right now, has been performing so poorly, that without a run game, it's really hard to see LA being able to move the ball better than last week. And they didn't move the ball well at all last week against the Cardinals.
All right, David, thank you for coming on. And first day at the new gig tomorrow, right? So is this the day you have to, like, it's all awkward and you have to borrow someone else's key card to go to the bathroom and all that stuff?
They gave me my key card, so we're good.
Okay.
And thankfully, I'm at the 49ers facility most of these days, and I think they already know me there. So we'll be good. That's the one great thing about this. You change jobs, but you're doing the same thing. You're still covering the 49ers.
Just make sure you send your story to the right editor, and yep, everything will be fine.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. It's one of those things that you talk to, like, rookies in the building, and they're like, yeah, everything is new, everything, but I'm still playing football. I'll be a rookie again tomorrow, so hopefully the performance stays good. Hopefully it's not too long of a learning period.
And tell Tim Kawakami to stop following you around from job to job.
It might be the other way around, but yeah, I'll let him know.
Okay, yeah, just yeah. No,
thanks, Dave. And congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.